Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining me tonight, Tuesday night. Gorgeous day outside. Today, I'm interviewing a junior from Trinity Hall, Cameron Keene, right? Cameron Keene. Thank you for joining me, Cameron.
Of course.
Now, you just finished basketball season. You play soccer. Do you play any fall spring sports?
Yeah, we just started track this year.
So you do track, too. So you're a three-sport athlete. Last year, you know, end of the school year, or not the end of the school year, towards the end, you know, COVID hits and, you know, all the schools go virtual learning. How did you find that adjustment?
Well, personally, I actually found that to be a really great time for me to, like, take a step back from everything and to just really readjust. It was, like, a great time for me to really focus on soccer, but then also school, because I feel like last year was almost like my academics might have been on the back burner towards the end of there. So I feel like it really helped me to readjust and like find time for both and really make a commitment to both.
How did Trinity Hall do it at the end of last year? Now, did you have to be like on Google Meets at certain times, or did they just email you assignments? I know a lot of the private schools, it seemed like you had to be on at certain times for certain classes.
Yeah, so Trinity was actually special in that regard, because even before the pandemic, we would only have one snow day and then we would have online school days. So we've always had Zoom set up for our school. So right after we shut down, we just went straight to Zoom and we did our normal school days on there. So it was pretty normal for us, actually.
Oh, yeah. So, that's a big advantage. You know, the teachers and the students already were pretty familiar with that. And it wasn't just like a curveball thrown to them.
It was actually really nice for everyone, because I know a lot of other schools were really struggling with like teachers and everything. So it was really good for us.
That's good. Now, you know, talking soccer, how old were you when you started playing?
Oh, I've always been like, since I can remember, I was just like passing the soccer ball around. But I officially started playing when I was 5. I joined a rec team in Wall.
In Wall? Is that what you're from, Wall? Now, Wall has pretty good soccer program over there for the youth. And, you know, when I used to coach, and, you know, still now, I know they always have some top teams over there.
Yeah.
Did you play any other sports when you were younger?
I experimented in every sport. But I would say the two sports that I like basketball, I've always played because I came from a huge basketball family. And then I've always done cross country or track just to like stay in shape.
Okay. Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have 2 brothers.
Older or younger?
1 older, 1 younger.
Do they play sports too?
Yeah, so my older brother played soccer his whole life too. So we would always train together when we were growing up. And then when he got to CBA, he actually took up track. And his junior and senior year, he just ran track and did that for the rest of his time at CBA. And then my younger brother does soccer and basketball right now.
How old is your younger brother?
He's 11.
Oh, okay. Are you three very competitive with each other?
Yeah, we're super competitive when it comes to, honestly, anything.
I know your older brother just does track now, but do you ever, you know, because he, you know, played soccer too, did you ever go to him for like advice, or, you know, if you had questions and stuff?
Yeah, growing up, we would train every week together. So we were always, I feel like that's where we got our competitive nature from together. But then also he was always like joining the higher levels or just like doing everything a couple years before I was. So he was really helpful when it came to like moving up from 9 people or 8 people on the field to 11. And he was just super helpful in any of those, like if I needed any advice with that.
You know, you brought up your parents, they have basketball background.
Yeah. Well, it was actually more of my grandpa, because he played basketball in college at St. Anthony's. So we've always just been a basketball family like that. But my parents, actually, my dad played football in high school and just like did a bunch of other sports, but not really seriously. And then my mom played softball growing up and then was also a cheerleader in high school.
How have they helped you in your development? You know, I know, you know, academy soccer is a lot, you know, with travel and stuff, but how have they supported you?
Both of my parents have always just been super supportive of my athletic career, whether it was just like driving me anywhere I needed to go for it. They were always on board, but they were also like, my dad was super supportive and like would really help me talk through any issues I had like during the game. But then my mom was also, she's a sports neuropsychologist. So she really helped me in like the like emotional aspect of it. So if I ever got like upset or anything, she really like helped talk me through it.
Yeah, it's impressive, you know, like a lot of these higher programs, they put a lot of emphasis into the psychology these days compared to, you know, when I grew up, you just, you know, you played, which is good. Has to be advantage, you know, that's your mom's field, you know. Now going back to youth soccer, do you remember who your first coach was by any chance?
Yeah, my first coach, his name was Dave Brown, or Mr. Brown. He coached me at my first team, the Wall Strikers.
Okay. Who was your first like travel team? Do you remember your first like travel?
Yeah, so that was the Wall Strikers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't remember my rec coach.
Okay. When did you, now you said you played for, you know, Twin County too. When did you make that move?
I switched over in fourth, like between fourth and fifth grade. It was once the, I don't know if you remember this, but when the teams and like the age switch.
Yeah.
So I switched during that, like when we were having tryouts for our team.
Okay. So, and you said your Twin County coach was Christy Pearson. Who else?
Christy Holly.
How did those two help your game?
They really taught me everything I know about, like, the technical aspect of the game. They taught me, like, all the movements I have to make offensively, and just really helped me see the game from, like, a different perspective and really, like, take myself out of my position and like see the overview of the game and what I really need to do to help actually affect the game.
Now you just moved to PDA Shore, and Lou Santa Cruz is your coach now. I know Lou pretty well. I know, you know, the seasons are just starting. How has he helped your game?
He's really helped me adjust to I guess you could say quicker playing style, because I changed from EDP to ENCL. ENCL. And it's definitely a whole new, like, gameplay. So he's really helping me become, like, more goal-oriented and really aggressive. But then also, like, with the new, like, speed of the game, he's really helping me in that sense, too.
It's always fun, you know, talking to Lou. You know, he loves soccer. He'll talk any, you know, not just his teams. He'll talk any team out there with you. The first time I met him was the state finals, Brick versus Cranford, this past, you know, him and a bunch of the PDA coaches were there. Now for Trinity, you play like an attacking midfield almost, right? Do you play similar position for, you know, your club team? Because I know sometimes the high school coaches move your position.
So now on the PDA, I'm playing a holding mid position, but it's still Lou really likes to have an attacking sense to any position, like even our defenders, he just wants to have the attack. So it is really it is the holding position, but I feel like it's almost like if I have the ball, I have the time, like he would like he wants me to attack. So I wouldn't say it's that different, besides like more of a, like I have to get back on defense a little more.
Okay. Now, you know, transition to, you know, high school, you know, Trinity Hall. Mm-hmm. What goals did you set for yourself that you wanted to achieve over 4 years?
Well, before even trying out freshman year, I wanted to be a four-year varsity player. But then I just generally wanted to contribute to the attack as much as I could and just like help build traditions, because I knew our school was super small and it was still a smaller program coming in my first year, so I just wanted to help build the program too.
I like to ask kids this that go to private school. What made you choose, you know, a private school or a public school?
Well, growing up, before, like, my parents decided they wanted to send us to Catholic school. Mm-hmm. So I went to St. Catherine's all throughout my elementary years. And then when it came to high school, I knew personally, and my family has always wanted, like, a close community. Like, that's what we got from St. Catherine's. So I knew going into high school, I wanted to keep, like, the smaller, like, communal values, where it was, like, close for everyone. So I knew I wanted to go to a private school around us, but then for Trinity specifically, just the way, when I came to our open house, just the way they taught and, like, how it was, they stressed the importance of a sisterhood. So I just felt like it had everything I was looking for in that sense.
Yes. Mark Donnelly messaged me today when he saw I was interviewing, saying that you and Mary, you know, close at St. Catherine's, and yeah, that you went to St. Catherine's. That's they're a great family, the Donnellys. How do you find time? You know, obviously soccer is, you know, your main sport, because, mm-hmm. you know, the level you play, club soccer. How do you find time to balance, you know, soccer and basketball?
I have always grown up playing multiple sports, so I just feel like personally it's always just been like I have my school and I have to focus on school when it's time for academics, I just have to really focus on that. And then when it comes to basketball and soccer, at this point, like soccer, like I don't even see soccer as like a sport. It's just kind of like something, like a part of my life. So I don't really see it like that. So anytime I have soccer, it's just like it's just second nature, honestly. And then for basketball, I've always grown up playing it. So just balancing the time, like I will have two practices in a day, but it's also, I don't really see it as like that big of a commitment because it's like genuinely what I love doing. So I feel like I'll always find time to balance it when I like love doing it.
Yeah. It's different when you know, you have the passion for it. It's easy to find, you know, find the time and, you know, work hard for both of them.
Yeah.
Now you said, you know, freshman year, you talked about, you know, you wanted to make varsity, mm-hmm. obviously. What, you know, any upperclassmen that helped you, you know, cause I know freshman year could be a little bit scary, you know, mm-hmm. you know, especially on a varsity team, any upperclassmen that helped you?
So two of the upperclassmen that really stand out to me would be Colleen Cusack, who was the senior in my freshman year. And she, like, since the first captain's practice in the summer when I showed up, she was like super nice, and she really like taught me the Trinity Hall like way, I guess you could say, like even in school, yeah. and throughout basketball season, just like everything, she really helped me get comfortable with that. And then the other girl would be Colleen Kelly, and she just like, so freshman year there was only two freshmen who made the team. And she just really helped keep the team positive and motivated. But then she also helped to incorporate both of us freshmen, like, into everything. Like, if we were doing a drill by ourselves, she would be like, come on, guys, like, join us. So she just really helped, like, us stay involved in the team and not feel like outsiders.
That's big, and that's how you keep the traditions going, mm-hmm. at, you know, at schools, you know, when the seniors are including the freshmen, and then, you know, next year when you're a senior, you know, I'm sure you'll be doing, you know, the same thing for the
freshmen. Yeah, I brought that into how I was the captain this year, just because I knew how important that was to me and, like, how much that really meant as I was a freshman or just an underclassman.
One game I wanted to, you know, I didn't go to a lot of soccer games. I was just getting back into high school sports that year, but I did go to the St. Rose, the South Jersey mm-hmm. final game. Just talk a little bit, you know, just, you know, as a freshman being in such a big game and how you think that, you know, helped you, you know, over the next couple seasons.
So I just feel like, everyone dreams of making it to the finals of like whatever sport they're playing. So as a freshman, that was so like unbelievable to me that I got to make that in the freshman year. So even before going into it, I was just so grateful to have had that experience. But then I knew going into the game that it was going to be super important and I had to stay super focused. And it was almost unlike any other game I've really like went into because it was my first high school like championship game. So I was super nervous before, but like Colleen and just all of the other like upperclassmen really helped me stay focused. And then Coach Santos was also, I remember he pulled me over before the game and he was like, I know you have like a huge role in the attack, but you just have to stay focused and know like this is like any other game in the long run, but just go out and stay focused and stay calm.
If I remember now, I know this is years ago, my memory's gone, but it was a very competitive game. You know, Laskauskas had that amazing, that shot she scored was amazing. You know,
that was one of the craziest goals I've ever seen.
I said that when I got home, you know, my dad, big soccer person, I said, I just saw the craziest goal that you probably gonna see in high school level.
No, I was on the field and I was in awe. I remember after the game, I was like, there was literally nothing.
Yeah, that's why she, you know, still, you know, I follow her up at Rutgers. She was one of my favorite players to watch, you know, what she could do with the ball and stuff. So, yeah, that, and, you know, you take that out though. It was very evenly, you know, it was very evenly played, you know, it wasn't like St. Rose dominated the possession. Actually, I think you girls probably had a little more, you know, especially towards the end because they were going a little more defense, but you know, it was a very good game and you could see where, you know, the St. Rose Trinity rivalry, you know, is. You brought up Coach Santos. Now that was his only year with you, like you were on the team. Like,
yeah.
What are some things he taught you? Because you know he's been around the shore for a while coaching. Mm-hmm. You know, so what are some things that you were able to learn from him?
So coming in as a freshman, when I first came in, I was super nervous being one of the only two freshmen on the team. So he really taught me how to like stay calm. I attribute everything that I learned about staying calm in like high stress games to him. Cause even in the beginning of the season, when it was just like scrimmages before, I would get so nervous, but he really helped me like stay calm and stay focused and like stay to our strategy. But then also he helped me adjust to like, I don't know how to explain it, but just like high school soccer, like there's just a speed to it and like a level of play that's like unlike any other soccer you'll ever really play. So he really taught me like what you need to do to be successful within high school soccer.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, he's been around, so he's the one that could, you know, try to help slow the game down for the player and stuff. Now switch basketball, you know, your freshman year, what goals did you have for yourself for your freshman year for basketball?
For basketball freshman year, I just wanted, well, personally, it was just a huge accomplishment making varsity just because I knew it was for high school sports. If you don't like focus on one specific sport, like very unlikely that you would make varsity. So just making that was a huge accomplishment. But then also just how I am as a player, I love to be on the court and just playing. So it was, I would say my biggest goal was to just stay in like the starting lineup or the starting seven, which I would say I accomplished. So I was happy with that.
I'm going to ask just the same question, then we'll move away from your freshman year. Any seniors that or upperclassmen that helped you on the basketball court?
Definitely Colleen Cusat for that, from soccer too. She was the captain my freshman year, and she helped me in every way possible. Like when I remember freshman year, there was a little overlap between soccer and basketball. So she would like take me and some other players and we would go from soccer to basketball. And she really helped me like in the basketball sense, because I was like I never played on a team in the like past 4 years before joining the team or before joining Trinity Hall basketball. So she really helped me get used to like the fast tempo and just like the culture of our basketball team specifically too.
Moving to your sophomore year, you know, you get a new soccer coach. How did the team adjust? You know, new coach usually brings a new style. How did the team adjust to that?
It was definitely a really big adjustment for our team, considering how different the two coaches were between Coach Klinger and then Coach Santos. So it was definitely a huge adjustment trying to keep like our old traditions of our team while also trying to like switch into the playing style that Coach Klinger had for us. So I would say it was a huge adjustment just trying to keep what we already had while also building what he wanted to bring into our program.
What highlights did you have your sophomore year?
I would say it was more of like a team highlight just towards the end, seeing how we started and like just thinking about the first practice or our tryouts and like our first practice as the varsity team. And like cutting to the last game of the season, like how far we came as a team and just like really doing what we said, like readjusting as quick as we did and just really coming together as a team and forming such like a powerful group of girls.
What is it, do you think, that the St. Rose Trinity Hall, because, you know, that was a good game. You know, it was their alumni day. That's why I was there actually at the game. But that was another back and forth game. Mm-hmm. I think they beat you that game, right? Was that game 3-2? I think so.
Yeah.
But it was a back and forth game. You know, I think you girls were winning at one point. Mm-hmm. But what is it that when your two teams step on the field that, you know, no matter, you know, what kids are in the school, it seems like it's going to be a highly competitive game.
Yeah. So I definitely think it's where we all come from. Like, I know personally, I know so many people on the St. Rose team.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, everyone has come from all, like the same area. So we all kind of like knew each other, whether it was like from previous schools or just like previous sports team we've been on. So it's, I feel like it's always going to be competitive in that sense. But then also, I would say we both are like some of the smaller schools around where we are, like the smaller private schools. So I think it's also like that is taken into consideration for that, just because we both are kind of competing to be like the strongest private small community team. So I would say that.
Did you make APP All Sure your sophomore year?
Not sophomore year.
You should have. That's what it was. You made mine. I thought APP had you. And I was very vocal this year that you weren't. Like, I was on Twitter, I was very vocal that you didn't make. Well, you definitely, you know, you just, because you when you're on the field, you just control the game. And
thank
you. So, yeah, even when I spoke to, you know, Coach McCarthy, mm-hmm. Before basketball, and you know, I said, oh, you know, I would love to interview Cameron. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I told him how high I was. Like, I think I was complaining to him. I was like, I don't understand. Like, she's definitely an All-Shore player. So, but anyway, that's my rant.
Thank you.
So we'll talk this past season, since, you know, it's mm-hmm. the freshest season. Did you think soccer or basketball was going to happen? You can answer them separately, because, you know, more people felt soccer because it was outside and, you know, basketball. Mm-hmm. But did you think the sports were going to happen this season?
It might just be how I, like, perceive sports and just everything. But I just could not imagine not having one of my seasons for soccer or basketball. So it might have just been a scared view I had.
Okay.
But I definitely was worried when I started coming to the preseason workouts. And like when we heard about all the rules that they had regarding the sports. So I definitely was concerned about how they would make it so that we could play other schools and other programs. But as we got closer and closer to the season, I just knew we were going to have a season. I just felt that. But for basketball, I definitely was a lot more worried, just considering that it was inside and that, like, I remember hearing we might have had to play with masks on and like maybe even outside. Like, I heard so much about that. So I genuinely didn't really know it, like how it would end up working. But I'm super grateful that they both ended.
Yeah, I see these AAU games and the kids are playing with a mask on. And, you know, I was at an AAU practice last week, and the coach was like, I don't know how they could play, like, because it affects your vision still, like, when you're, yeah, like, if you're catching the ball low, like, and, you know, when you're going up, you're not seeing, you know, for a shot. And then
soccer, some of the teams we play, or, like, some of the programs we play, they want you to wear masks. So, like, our team, they allow you to wear it under your face.
Yeah.
Most of us will wear it under, but I know other teams have to play with it on, and I've talked to people who do have to play with it on, and they always talk about, like, how hard it is to stay, like it adds such a different level to the game that you could, like, never really imagine if, besides, like, actually playing with it.
Yeah. What I like to ask, you know, you being a junior, to me, I see the biggest jump in basketball and soccer, sophomore to junior years from players. What is something you wanted to improve from your sophomore year?
I just definitely wanted to be a bigger presence within our team in general, but more specifically in the attack, because I felt like freshman and sophomore year, I was still kind of getting used to how we played and just getting used to high school soccer. But by junior year, I knew I was, like, used to it. I was super confident with my abilities. So I just wanted to, like, bring it to our team and just take a much bigger role than I had in previous years.
Now, your team, what do you think of the playoff situation this year for soccer with the sectional, you know, no sure conference tournament?
Personally, I was a little upset about that just because our team has done so well in the past couple years that I've been in the program. But I also did enjoy how I feel like the playoffs this year, it was a lot better for, like skill-wise. I feel like it really kept it, like, it was definitely a lot less traveling. Like, I remember freshman year, we were driving, like, an hour and a half. So that was good. And also, I felt like they kept it very equal playing levels. But I just love the short conference, like, playing in the big game. So I was a little upset about that.
Or rewind real quick to the year before. Now, you played Brick in the first round of Shore Conference, right? And you beat Brick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was another thing. I think you were seated, what, like 22 or something? It was something ridiculous. And you know, last year I knew, all, you know, freshman year I only pretty much watched St. Rose your freshman year. But last year, you know, two seasons, I expanded and watched a whole bunch of teams. And I said, this team's going to win. I think they're not a 22 seed. And do you think being, you know, seated and properly motivated a team to come out, you know, and, you know, showed them, hey, you know,
we're 100%, better than this. Especially, I mentioned her earlier, Colleen Kelly. I remember that was her whole thing going into the Shore Conference that year. She was like, we've been so disrespected with this seating. She always, like, it was almost our team motto that year, how, like, that seating, like, we just needed to prove everyone wrong that year and show them, like, how inaccurate that seating was.
Yeah, that was crazy. One of the games I want to talk about for soccer this season, the Point Beach game, like that. I was at that game.
The second game.
Yes, the four four game. That was some craziest soccer I saw. Like, first of all, they didn't have a clock, so who knows? I don't know how much time was when they tied it. You know, it was weird that they didn't have the clock going. But still, as a fan, you know me, a neutral fan, like, to me, that was so exciting. I know, disappointed, you know, ending in a tie, but how, playing in a game like that, does that, like, get you going even more? Like, such an exciting game back and forth.
For me, those are, like, the best games to be in, especially in the role I had this year. I felt like I really had to keep our team together almost, where, like, personally, I'm the type of player where I'll never react to anything, like, on the field. Like, after the game, I'll get super upset about, like, any call or anything. But on the field, I really like to keep it together and keep it composed. And, like, after talking to Coach Klinger, like, in the beginning of the season, he always said, like, you have to stay together for the team. So especially in that game, like, I remember, like, words were said on the field, like, there were uncalled for fouls, like, everything like that, where it was, like, so easy to get distraught by it and, like, show emotion. But I knew for the team's sake and just like the game in general, I had to stay together. And it was a challenge, definitely. But I also just thought it was so fun to stick to like just soccer and keep the team together and like keep them pushing and not getting caught up in all the little things.
Now, your team had a great season. Do you mm-hmm. think you'd be able to carry that to the start of next season? You know, something to work off of.
I fully believe we will. We have lost a bunch of seniors, but I think with everyone we're keeping this year and then anyone else coming in, I think we're going to have a great team next year. And I know other girls who like might have had to quit for other sports, they might be coming back for their senior year. So I think we're going to have a great program, especially considering the like chemistry we had last year and all everything we're going to bring into this year. I think we're going to have a great season.
Yeah, I know quite, you know, multiple sport girls that, you know, quit their secondary sport in high school just because of COVID going on, you know, mm-hmm. trying to limit the exposure and stuff. And, you know, that'd be good to see, and, you know, next year, next season, hopefully everyone back to normal and everyone who wants to play is playing. Mm-hmm. We'll talk basketball a little bit. First, you know, Trinity Hall is a pretty young team, you know, mm-hmm. Everyone touting the freshman class. What is something that, you know, you're trying to teach, you know, you being the junior and stuff, that you tried to teach the younger kids, you know, this past season on the basketball court?
So after talking to Coach McCarthy, even in the beginning of the season, I knew that though I might be like a less technical player within basketball, mm-hmm. I knew I would, he even said that I would be like the spirit of the team and just like really bring the fun to the competitive side of the team. So coming in, I really just wanted to show the freshmen that though we do have to stay super focused and super competitive, it is also good to be like have fun, build relationships, because I know our team always talked about how important it is to have great, like good team chemistry. In any aspect, we just knew. So I really wanted to teach the underclassmen that we like, you have to stay positive and have like lighthearted moments, even during like serious games and everything like that.
How did it feel winning the pod championship?
I can't even explain it. I felt like that was so well deserved, especially considering our team and like how much we went through. Like we only had, I think, 3 or 4 practices
before. Yes, because you were shut down early. Yeah, an
18-day shutdown. Mm-hmm. So it was. I remember coming back. It was definitely really hard to stay motivated after we all were like super sick and like super out of shape. But coming back and like growing as much as we did, as like our growing our relationships as a team and just growing our, like how we played, it was, I thought it was so well deserved, that win, and like through everything we went through that season.
Were you a fan the way the Shure Conference did the soccer, basketball postseason?
I actually really, maybe it's just because it's not my main sport, but mm-hmm. I really enjoyed how they did the basketball seating, just because I felt like in previous years, it was always like the same teams going into the finals every year, and like huge congrats to them. But it was almost like discouraging for any other smaller school who might not have like the same access to as many players or anything like that, especially for basketball. So I kind of felt like this year, how they split it up, it made the brackets much more even. And though there wasn't like one huge winner, I felt like it was great for every team or every like pod to have their champion and just like give everyone not a fair chance, but like, I guess it's all fair.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. You know, cause it's always the Manasquan, St. John Vianney's, RBC. It's always the same teams. And like you said, congrats, you know, good for them, but you know, there's a lot of other talented teams that, you know, they're not at that level, but they're very, you know, very good, you know, and, nice to, you know, pod championship or something, you know. Mm-hmm. Moving to senior year, what goals you have for soccer for your final season?
My ultimate goal, I think, like anyone's, would be winning at our championship. If we have the short conference, I would love to win the short conference and score as many goals as I can and just be the biggest contributor to the team that I could be. Yeah, and just help build the – I would just love to end by, like, building a huge foundation for any of the following years after I leave.
That's great. And like that's how programs start to rise is, you know, mm-hmm. you get the upperclassmen to build that foundation. How about basketball? What goals your last year?
I know I'm more of a defensive player in basketball, but next year I really do want to contribute more to the offensive and like the attack of basketball. And then just also, like I said before, just contributing and like building more chemistry than like – as we had this year, like building on that and like just helping build that program too as much as I can.
What is it with soccer players that make them such good defenders on a basketball court?
I think for soccer, I remember Abby Wambach when I was little, I read something where she talked about how like the best basketball defenders will always come from a soccer player, just because like in soccer, you could get rid of anything, but in the end, you have to know how to contain a player. So, and I feel like I've learned that, like, since I can remember in soccer, just containing a player. And I feel like it's very similar in basketball, where you might not be the most technical player with your hands or anything, but on defense, it's always just, like, contain your player, keep her in front of you, and just you'll be good in that sense.
Before we wrap up and talk about your future, you want to do some rapid questions, fire questions. What's your favorite number?
42.
42? Why 42?
I honestly, ever since I was a little, like when I picked my first number for my first travel team, I just picked 42 and I was...
favorite TV show?
The Vampire Diaries.
Favorite movie?
5 Feet Apart.
Okay. Favorite food?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Good choice there. Favorite school subject?
History.
History. Favorite color?
Yellow.
Last one. Something you enjoy doing in your free time when you're not doing sports?
Definitely hanging out with my friends.
Okay. Talk future real quick. You know, junior, you know, you're looking at colleges and stuff like that. What are some things that appeal to you, you know, when you're looking at schools, like location, size, that kind of stuff?
So for college, I definitely want to go to a bigger school, just because I felt like I do love the small community, but I would just love to see what it's like to go to a huge school. Not that like I'm going to walk outside and not know anyone every day, but I do just want like a bigger feel to the school. And then I also definitely want to go like south, like doesn't have to be Florida, but I just want to go somewhere warmer. I would say those are the two big things for me.
Okay. Do you know what you want to study?
Yeah, I want to be a business major. And then if I can, depending on the school, go into business real estate.
Okay. But
not a lot of schools have that, so.
Yeah, business is not my field. So what do you think you want to do with that after college?
I just want to go into anything real estate. Okay. That's always interested me. So anything with that would be great.
You're actually the second person to say that to me during the, because I ask every player that. Uh-huh. I think Caitlin Decker from Red Bank Regional. I think she said real estate too. last question. What advice would you give your younger self?
I would say to just accept change with open arms. Like from a young age, I've always said, like, I hate change. Like I'm always so nervous for change, but from everything I've learned, like whether it's moving from St. Catharines to Trinity Hall or just switching teams, like, yes, it'll be the most nerve-wracking thing ever, but you can't really grow and like become a better person without changing. And I feel like eventually you're gonna like acknowledge how much you need the change. So if you go into it like positively, then I just feel like you can really achieve anything you want. So I would just say be open to change as much as you can.
Okay. That's good advice, you know. Cameron, thank you for joining me today, and I'll let you go. And I wish you luck during the spring season for PDA, and I look forward to seeing you next season. Actually, you'll probably see me in some PDA stuff, but because I love soccer, I can't get enough soccer. But definitely you'll see me on the field for Trinity Hall. Definitely the Trinity Hall St. Rose game.
Perfect.
So, but good luck, and I look forward to seeing you on the field.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.